Hi, good evening. How are you? This is Angie B. 11 from Heaven through the Gates of Motherhood. Happy New Year's Eve to you and yours. I just want to come on and just say a few things about this year and spread a little joy in anticipation for the new year. I just want to start off by saying I thank you guys for supporting my podcast. And I hope that everything that we've talked about and some of the topics that I've covered on this past year have been very beneficial and helpful to you and your family. And as moms out there, I hope that the podcasts have been very beneficial for you as a parent, that they've helped you and that they've given you something that you can work with. I'll just say that, something that you can work with. It hasn't been easy raising the 11. But I am so grateful for the 11. I'm so grateful for my husband on this podcast. They've been my help. They've been my support. They've given me so many things to talk about. And I'm glad that they're in my life. I just want to make sure that I say that first and foremost. They're a wonderful group of individuals who really, really always keep me on my toes. So anything that I'm sharing with you guys, it's definitely something that I've lived through having the 11 wonderful children that have been God-given to me. I want to just start off also by saying and wondering, what are you doing for the new year? And whatever that you're doing for the new year, whether you will be in a church service or whether you will be at a party or with friends and family, just stay safe out there. We're still in the trenches of COVID, maybe not as bad as before, but we are still in the trenches of COVID. And I just want for everyone to stay safe and to be able to cross over in a nice, safe way. And just say Happy New Year to you. I'm so excited for 2023. Have a lot of new things that are in the makes for 2023 for the podcast. And again, if you're not familiar with me, I am the mom of the 11 children and a husband of going on like 34 years. And so I just love this platform of being able to share about motherhood and fatherhood, parenting, and life, love, marriage, so many wonderful things that are out there. This year, as we are counting down the last few hours, this year has been a year, it has been an uncertain year. We've had lost loved ones. We have lost loved ones. We've lost family, friends. We've lost people to COVID. We've lost self-esteem. We've lost our self-worth. We have lost people. If you are like I, you've been looking at the news and you've been listening to the stories of so many people who chose not to be here. They've lost their lives. They've committed suicide. They've taken their lives. I just want to say, if I don't say anything else on this podcast this evening, I just want to say that we should be mindful and intentional about being kind, really being kind to people and asking those questions, being intentional about checking up on our loved ones, checking up on our men. There are fathers out there who feel like it's such an overwhelming thing right now to be able to care for their family and their children, and they just decide that they would no longer want to be here. Whether you're a pastor or whether you're a celebrity or whether you're just like, you know, so many men, you know, you handle so much with work and trying to make sure that everybody has, but never really taking the time out to think about yourself and your thoughts and what makes you happy. And for those moms out there that are working overtime as a single mom, you're working with not maybe the amount of children that I have, but you have more than one child. You're trying to work, you're trying to provide, you're trying to go to school, you're trying to take care of your children, you're trying to cook, clean, do all these different things. And these different ways and things of life have made you feel challenged and overwhelmed. And teens out here, there's so many teens that are trying to find their way right now, and they just are stuck. But I just want to say to whoever's listening to this podcast, if I don't say anything else, be kind and be intentional. Remember that soft words, we can get a lot more accomplished with soft words. Even if we can agree to disagree, we don't understand each other. Let's try to agree to disagree. Let's just use kind words and try to figure out each other. Trying to figure out and look at, not always look at our side, but always try to look at the other person's side just for a minute, just to see what are they trying to say? What are they trying to get over? What are they trying to get across? They want you to hear, that they really want you to understand. If we can all do that, it can help us to be more intentional about relationship building, healthy building, and so forth. You know, those people who are right now for the year of 2022 and the last few hours of it, you are maybe sitting by yourself and you're wondering, do I even want to go into 2023? Do I even want to go into another year with the same struggles and disappointments that I had for this year? And I want to say, if you're out there and you're listening to my podcast and you're thinking about taking your life or ending, God forbid, someone else's life, it's not worth it. I promise you that if you can stand still and know that there are good things for you, there are good things for me, there are good things for you, and you don't have to take your life. You are loved. And if no one else tells you that for these last few hours of 2022, I will be the one to let you know that I love you. You are loved. You are appreciated. You are worthy. You are worthy of good things and beautiful things, even through the lost. Whether you've lost a child or you've lost a relationship, or you've lost your business, or you've lost yourself, you still are worthy of good things. Good things happen to those who wait. So stick around. Stick around. Stick around, because we need you. Someone needs you. Someone needs you. Someone needs your versatility. Someone needs your grace. Someone needs your talent. Someone needs your words. Someone needs what you have to offer. So don't think that you have nothing to offer, and that's why you decide that you don't want to be here any longer. You are worthy of all good things. God has created all of us to be beings and beautiful beings in His eyesight. And I don't think that He creates mistakes. I don't believe that God creates mistakes. Even through our losses, even through our mourning, even through our struggles, our trials, our tribulations, you are loved. You are appreciated. And I want us to be intentional about that for the new year, making sure that people that we love are okay, asking those hard questions, making sure that we watch, that we really, really watch one another to see what is going on. And even for those that don't complain, that never complain, even making sure that those people are okay. Because just because a person looks like they're okay, it doesn't mean that they're okay. Making sure that we don't size ourselves up by social media. We cannot size ourselves up by social media. Just remember that everything that you see in social media, on social media, is not that. Some things are camouflaged. A lot of things are made to look like they're perfect. And nobody's life is perfect. So I just want to be intentional to come on for this New Year's Eve and just say that I appreciate you guys. I love you guys. You've been amazing. And I hope that this platform that I'm on has been a platform that you've been encouraged by. Being a parent, being a mom, being a dad, being married, being single. Shout out to all the single moms out there who are doing it. You are doing it. Whether you're a single dad, you're out there raising your children by yourself. Whether you've lost your wife or you chose not to be together, if you're out there doing it for your children, your family, you are doing it. So I'm signing out. This is Angie B, 11 from Heaven Through the Gates of Motherhood podcast. Have some wonderful things planned for 2023. So if you're listening, please make sure that you tune in and that you share my podcast with someone who would like to know more about parenthood. And I share my stories. I share my struggles. I share my hard times. I share the good times. I share the stories that I think that people want to hear. Truth, transparency. And again, I am signing out one more time. Have a wonderful, wonderful new year. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.